Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and welcome to the show. It's Friday, and hopefully everybody has a really fun weekend planned. Wow. Yeah, Southern California, it's going to get really hot here. The weatherman keeps saying it's going to get really hot, over 100 in the next couple of days. So we're bracing for heat. My thoughts and prayers go out to those in southern Texas, like the Houston, all along the Gulf Coast of Texas. I guess that hurricane's supposed to hit any time now. So, you know, whatever energy we can put out to those people to help them. I guess the show is kind of appropriate if we're talking about fear. Something to be fearful of, isn't it? A hurricane or a tornado. Here we have earthquakes and wildfires. Now, that's not too big, you know, like it's hard to be afraid of an earthquake because you just never know when they're going to happen. If you go around fearful of an earthquake all the time, you will go, as we're going to talk about today, what happens when you get into fear? What brought this on? Why did I want to talk about fear and love? Well, I had a dream, and I don't remember the details of the dream, but during the dream, towards the end of the dream, it woke me up. And what it woke me up with is words that I heard, like a voice saying in my head, move from fear to love. I heard it three times, move from fear to love, move from fear to love, move from fear to love, or choose fear. Oh, wait a minute, back up. No, the words were choose love. Not fear. Okay, I got it right. I'm like, wait a minute, what did I even hear? Choose love, not fear. So that kind of got me thinking about this whole idea of love and fear and what's the difference. And I'm sure it's on a personal level, and maybe it's a message for everyone, but I took it as more of a personal thing. So I thought I'd delve into fear versus love today. I have another really cool quote. I see I have a caller. I'll be with you in a minute. We're just kind of talking about love and fear and all that stuff. I have a great article about love and the law of attraction and the being in that love vibration and what it does for you. And we'll talk a little bit about fear and what it does for you physically, because fear is not a healthy vibration, is it? It's kind of one of those low vibrational things. This is an Abraham quote from the Abraham material, and it was from a workshop in San Diego, California, on August 13th, 2005. I thought this is really interesting. What makes people decline, like get old and kind of yucky and all that stuff, right, is that they start forking or moving. I like the word forking. They use the word fork, like turning in a different direction, in the direction that doesn't allow them to be receivers of never-ending stream of well-being. Whoa. We don't have to decline happy, healthy, happy, healthy, happy, healthy, happy, healthy, dead. That's Esther's plan, or as in Esther's Hicks. And so Abraham material, a lot of great teachers will tell you, you don't have to suffer and get really, really old. It's all of a sudden you just kind of, you're gone. But how does that tie into what we're talking about? Well, if you're happy, you're in that love vibration, and you're healthy. If you're happy, you're feeling high vibrational. But if you go to that place of negativity, of negative vibrations, negative lifestyle, all of that, then you move towards illness. Then you move towards all these other things. So I'm also going to talk about fear and what it does, because fear is one of the low negative vibrations, and fear can bring on a lot of things, which we'll talk a little bit about today. So that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about love, choosing love, and not fear. I'm still going to work on that some more. I'm going to try to get more clarity on how that impacts me in my life, and I'm sure it does in your life too. If you choose love being a high vibration over a low vibration of fear, life is different. Okay, so I have a caller. I'll take that. Then we'll do some articles on this whole concept of love and not of fear, over fear. And I wanted to stress a little bit on this idea of what fear does to us. So let me take a call. Hello?
Hi, howdy, George. How are you? This is Miranda.
Hi, Miranda. How are you?
I'm doing well. I was just checking in to see if there's any message. Today is Friday, and I'm not sure whether I'm supposed to wait the full day. I assumed it would be, 96
okay.
hours from when we talked.
Okay,
and
so,
nothing has happened. No, no
okay,
sign.
So, no sign, no homes. You haven't found a place yet. You haven't looked yet.
There's
are you
not,
looking?
Nothing, nothing.
You haven't looked.
No,
okay.
I'm looking online. I'm constantly looking.
Are you going? See, now I think originally, and I don't want to get too much because I'm talking about the idea of love and fear, and
right.
the thing we originally talked about was the idea that you actually have to get out physically into the area you want to be.
I'm already here. I'm already in the area I want to be, and I.
Okay, so
you know, yeah.
Okay, so there is. I'm trying to stay away from predictions because I'm trying to get you to manifest it instead of being what's going to happen is not going to happen. Of course it's going to happen. Obviously you're going to find a place. Timing is the issue here, but you will find a place. Okay? You will. It's a timing issue more than anything. The right thing has to open up at the right time, correct?
Of course. I'm just wondering you've put
a narrow parameter around it. In a way, right?
No, I was actually told to manifest, like ask the universe for a sign within 48 hours, and I did that, and that
okay.
wasn't
no,
like
I don't
they
mean
said
that.
It was
I mean,
a timing
I,
issue. Yeah.
I mean, the parameter. I mean, is the location, the area.
Yes. Well, yeah.
Because
you've put
it into a narrow location, so it takes the universe a little bit longer to arrange that. Don't you agree?
Mm-hmm. Yes, but then I'm wondering why they told me to try again and, like, wait till Friday because it just makes me feel discouraged then, you know? Like, don't
okay.
keep telling me to wait, you know, and, okay, try again, and then nothing happens. I'm just – that's why I called in, like, okay, should I just give up because, you know, I'm trying, I'm putting the positive energy, and then nothing happens.
Okay, giving up actually probably is a very good thing to do. And what
yeah,
I mean by
I feel like it's futile.
Let me answer this, and then you originally should have given up, even at the 48 hours. And what I mean by giving up, is not think about it anymore. Put your attention 100% other places. Don't even think about a house. Don't even think about it. Don't even think about a new place. See, that's the essence of what we've been trying to emphasize is once you ask something from the universe. And maybe the 48 hours was not a good idea for you because you got stuck in, when's it going to happen? And or even the 3 days. It's like how it works is you just let it go. You just let it go.
I really did.
Can I give you did you think about it at all?
I visualized the outcome, which you guys said was, I was allowed to do that. See, I find like it's contradictory not to think about it at all because then you're not putting in the energy of feeling it.
You don't have to. You don't have to.
Okay.
You don't have to.
But
you don't have to.
Yeah, at this point.
Because it feels
feel
like you're getting.
Point,
I think you're getting tripped up on the energy. It has to be in there, and it doesn't. It doesn't have to be there. You've asked for it. Now, the matter is see what's happening here is what we're doing is we're creating doubt. And kind of like, I don't know if it's ever going to happen now. So once you've asked it, now, instead of putting the time frames on there, and I'm not trying to say we're wrong. I think maybe there's a certain amount of responsibility for giving you time frames. I agree. And I'll tell Spirit, don't do that, especially to me.
Yeah,
but,
I'm actually like, I feel like I was just set up for disappointment because I did let go.
So
this time around, it was 4 days.
Here,
it was 4 days.
Here's, it does work, and it works for a lot of people, you know, but I've also heard of cases of people say, okay, I'm going to give 72 hours to the universe, and then 2 weeks later it happens. They kind of go, okay, whatever, it didn't happen, then 2 weeks later it happens. It's just an arrangement. Mm-hmm. The components have not been arranged. So at this point, instead of putting a time frame on it, just say, okay,
right.
I know I want it. I put it out there, and I'm just going to go about my business.
And that's
you
what I was
know.
Doing until, honestly, George,
you,
that's what I was
you,
doing.
You already got, you already know what it looks like, and you already have visualized it, and you already have probably your vision board or whatever you're doing with it. So just let it go.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly wasn't even going there, like giving asking the universe for like a sign within a certain specific time. It was the guides or your, you know, that they told me to do this, and right now is, you know, so I just feel like, okay, that wasn't my plan, it was yours, and yet I'm just like a little dejected, you know, because it wasn't my idea, it was theirs.
So you've attempted that process and it didn't work for you particularly. So the answer is, okay, what do you do to manifest what you want now, right? Because you still want a house. You're not giving up on that intention, right?
No, of course not. No.
So the simplest thing to do is just let it go, turn it over, and go about your business, and go about your business.
That's all I can do.
And the timing may be off, but the outcome is still there.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? The timing might be off, but the outcome is still there. Okay,
right.
I'll give you a couple examples in my life. Okay, my ex-wife and I were married, and we wanted to have a child, and my daughter, and this is a long time ago, and we weren't even really practicing the law of attraction per se, but it was the idea that we practiced. We did all the things that you're supposed to do, the month, the da-da-da, the temperatures and all that stuff. And we finally said, nah, never mind, forget it. And she decided to go back to school. And as soon as she started to go back to school, we totally focused another direction. She got pregnant like that. Okay, it's like you take your attention off of something and something else happens. The same thing when I moved to the place I'm living in now. My daughter and I were going to move because she was finishing college and it was close to where she's going to school. So let's get a place, Dad. So we said, okay, so we looked for weeks. I mean, we actually physically looked for places. And then we said, okay, I'm just going to give up, you know, if something happens. And this was that just after we both gave up and said, yeah, whatever, I'm going to go back and live with my mom, and I'm going to go take this apartment where in this other area. Then we found this place. It was just like, gave up. Okay, I'm going to go about my business. I'm not going to worry about it. And then, let's try that. You know, just this place came up. Boom, done. So I would suggest to you, that's probably, from my experience and from experience of reading a lot of articles about how people manifest, is they just kind of quit. They go, okay, if it happens, it happens. God, it's your problem now. For the universe, it's your problem. And just not even focus on it. Because
I have to keep looking. Yeah, I mean, I have to look. I have to do my part. So it's not like going to be totally out of my mind. But, you know, I'm just not going to have put that time for a sign, which wasn't my idea to begin with. But like I said, I'm going to move on, but I feel dejected.
Let me ask you a question. Do you believe you'll get it?
I do. I'm just sad that I was sort of put in this position.
Yeah, and I'm not sure why we got it. I'd have to ask Spirit why we gave you a time frame. Maybe it was my ego got in the way. But it's a matter of timing. Yeah. Sometimes the timing let me try to focus. I'm going to channel for a moment, you know, since this is a really important topic, and it's an important topic for a lot of people who might be listening. When you're given a time frame, doesn't it work? You know, it's the psychic thing. What psychic tells me something's going to happen in 3 days and it doesn't happen. Why?
Right.
And we can always blame the client, but that's not always fair, right? it's your fault because it's always your fault, right?
Exactly. It's not my fault here. I don't believe so. But yeah,
okay,
that'll be great.
Let me see what they have to say on that, because I know that's really frustrating for you. And it could be frustrating. It's frustrating for anybody who gets a prediction and they go, well, it didn't happen. What's wrong with you guys? And I was really patient.
Yeah. Exactly.
I did everything I'm supposed to do. Right?
Exactly. I did my part.
Yeah, let me go away and see what they have to say.
Thank you.
Well, in this case, we will have to Well, we as in spirit, we as in your guides, or yeah, we'll just say it as in case of your guides, and where we got the information was from your guides to your teachers, your ancestors, to say that this is the time frame. Okay, so we'll take responsibility for giving you, we'll use the word bogus time frame, because it was put out there that something would come about in that time frame, and we really honestly, and we were given this information. Look at it from a spiritual perspective, from a spirit perspective. There are things that are out there in the future that appear to show up that are going to happen. You know, some people call it it's written in a book somewhere, or an Akashic record somewhere, that this is going to happen. Or we can look, you know, further down the future and see something's going to happen. So it was looked into the future that this was going to happen. It didn't.
Okay.
And this is a matter of free will. Free will on those who are going to offer the property.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we will take responsibility for giving you a time frame. Absolutely, and that is something in your particular case. We're trying to give you a positive this, and we'll try to give you a positive on this. And the positive is practicing the letting of go of something, given something that's going to happen, and let go. Just allow it to happen. Now, I know you're going to go, well, that's not the way I liked it to happen, because I'm disappointed and I don't like this idea of letting go for a time frame, but it's practice. You may not like it, but it's practice.
No, that's what I was doing until this whole idea of, you know, asking the universe for a sign within a specific time period twice over. I actually was just allowing it.
Do you want it? So you resent the time frame?
I know, I don't resent it. I'm disappointed that it didn't
and
happen.
What I'm saying was that's
the way I was handling it. I was just saying, okay, it's going to happen when it's meant to happen. But now it's like, I'm asked to just go back to what I was doing.
And how do you feel about that?
I mean, it's okay. It's okay. It just, obviously it wasn't meant to be, and it's not your fault. But
let's ask
I'll go
you
back to what I'm doing. Yeah.
Let's ask you a question.
Fine.
Did
sure.
you demand it, or you asked nicely?
I know. I didn't demand it. I was always asking nicely. It's not in my nature to be forceful.
Why not be forceful with the universe?
Because I don't think it's my place. I made a request with all my heart and soul.
Let's express it from a different point of view. And we're not trying to be rude. We want to give you this idea, and then you can use it or not use it. But by being forceful, by demeaning, demanding, you show a lot more value in the outcome that you want. You're really putting the emphasis on the outcome. If you ask something nicely, well, you know, it would be, I really want a place to live to. That energy is nice, and it's sweet, and it's kind, and it's all that, but it doesn't put the amount of energy behind it. Let's ask you a question real quick. How important is this to you?
It's very important.
Okay, then you need to ask it as if it's very important.
I think I did. I really do.
It was just made with this
love for having being in a place that I feel nurtured in. It was just with so much power and positivity. I feel it should have worked, but again, I think it wasn't in my hands.
Did you put it out that way?
I did. I know I did.
Okay. We would suggest that sometimes being a little bit more forceful, a little bit more stronger in your emotions about it can stir up the energies. Now, you don't have to do that now. You've already asked for it. We've already talked about it, and it's already out there for you. We're not going to give you another time frame. We're not going to say whatever. No, we're not going to do that for you. But we're going to say Now it's time for you to distract yourself from it.
Yeah,
I know you're going to look, and I know you're going to look, but it doesn't have to be a constant search either, does it?
No, it doesn't take much time. I just
well,
look online.
Let's ask you a question. What do you feel like when you're looking? What does it feel like when you're looking?
Excitement with, you know, anticipation. And then,
okay.
You know, and I see nothing's there, and I just, you know, check out.
Do you
get, I mean, I close the website.
You don't get disappointment?
No, I don't. I just said, okay, not now. There's no feeling of sadness.
What are you using to try to get it?
What do you mean?
What website are you using?
Oh, I'm using a couple of websites, a thing called Redfin and Zillow. Usually it's Redfin.
Okay. We would say look at other options. Look at other options.
Mm-hmm.
We would say try other choices. Spread it out a little wider over some more choices, some other options to look.
Okay.
Spread it out a little bit more. Open up your options a little bit more to where to look.
Yeah, it's just that the area that I live in, the inventory is low to begin with. So.
Okay, then just spread it out a little bit further.
I will. Well, okay, I don't want to take up your
time. Here's what the other thing we would suggest that you do. The other thing you can do is talk to a local real estate agent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Talk to a local real estate agent about your needs. Because a lot of times they will be renting. You're looking for a renting property, right? Not a buying property, correct?
No, looking to purchase a home.
Then you're not looking. Then you need to talk to a local real estate agent. Find one that you trust and comfortable with, and talk to a real estate agent. Okay.
We've always done it one way,
but maybe you need to look at an option. Talk to somebody who's in the business, who knows where the properties are. Okay, try that one. See how that works for you. Okay?
All right.
Be well.
Thank you.
Okay.
Be well.
Bye now.
Yes, bye. Thank you.
That's a good point. I like that, what they just said. Yeah, try real estate agents. Or brokers. But yeah, they have all the listings. They know all the properties.
Right.
And sometimes, and here's the message I get on that too. It's a kind of an interesting thing. Sometimes people don't list things the way you think that they're going to be list. Sometimes they're more private, and they do go through a real estate agent because they don't want all the responses. They just want a agent to show them, or a certain agency to show property for them, and they don't want it all.
Uh-huh.
You know, they want the privacy. I try that. Just try it. See what happens. Okay.
I will. I appreciate it. Thank you, George. Have a great weekend.
You too. That was an interesting conversation. And it's that highlights that whole problem that we get in to of how to manifest things in our lives. Because sometimes it just doesn't, you know. Yeah, it doesn't happen. Yeah. Why? You know, the why is because it's a timing issue. It really is a timing issue. And she's saying that there's a closed market, or in some other cases. Yeah. I don't want to delve too much on that, because that's just kind of like, I can feel the energy there on my side, and I can probably feel the energy on her side, and it's kind of frustrating. So let me get back into fear, because that's what we were talking about today, and moving, choose love, not fear. Okay? So let me talk a little bit about fear and the concept of fear and what it does to you, okay? This is from the University of Minnesota. In the impact of fear and anxiety, how fear works. Okay, fear prepares us to react to danger. Now, this could be any kind of fear. It could also be emotional fear, not just a physical fear. But, okay, so once we sense a potential danger, our body releases hormones that slow or shut down functions not needed for survival, such as our digestive system. Now, this could be a fear of loss, a fear of not getting something, and a fear of a lot of different types of fears come into play here. Sharpen functions that might help us survive, such as eyesight. Our heart rate increases and blood flows through the muscles so that we can run faster. Now, you know, the fight or flight syndrome comes into play based on fear. But, you know, if you look at chronic fear and what it does to us, let's get into a little bit more about chronic fear. And it's the impact of chronic fear. Living under constant threat has serious health consequences. And this could be worry and fear tied in together very closely, and fear of something is not going to work out. Fear that I'm going to lose my job. Fear that somebody's going to leave me. Fear that whatever it might be. That's the kind of fear that we're talking about here. Fear weakens our immune system and can cause cardiovascular damage, gastrointestinal problems such as ulcers and irritable bowel syndrome, and decreased fertility. It can also lead to accelerated aging and even premature death. Memory. Fear can impair formation of long-term memories and cause damage to certain parts of the brain. This can make it even more difficult to regulate fear and can leave a person anxious most of the time. And to someone in chronic fear, the world looks scary and their memories confirm that. Yeah, so once you get into this chronic fear pattern, everything looks scary. Fear becomes the dominant energy in your life. So fear is kind of, yeah. So when you move from fear, and I'm not going to get in my own personal situation about fear, but, you know, moving from choosing love from fear, you can see where choosing or allowing yourself or to be in this constant state of fear, how it affects it can on your body. So brain processing and reactivity. Fear can interrupt processes in our brains that allow us to regulate hormones, read nonverbal clues and other information presented to us. Reflect before acting and act ethically. This impacts our thinking and decision making in negative ways, leaving us susceptible to intense emotions and impulse reactions. All of these effects can leave us unable to act appropriately. Now, this could be the consequences of fear that somebody's walking down the street with a gun, or even the fear of something is going to happen in their lives. The chronic fear of something horrible is going to happen in their life. That little thing above our head that says fear of something happening in our lives can lead to this. Other consequences of mental health is the next point. Other consequences of long-term fear include fatigue, clinical depression, and post-traumatic stress syndrome. Now, I had some other articles on that, but I'm not going to get into it. So that's where we don't want to be. That's kind of like we don't want to be in this space. We want to move away from fear. And we want to move into another state and end our energy, which is choose love. So I have an article on love, which I thought was really interesting about the vibration of love and being in that vibration of love and the impact that has on us. And I thought it ties in really nicely with this discussion. It's from Living in Love Vibration. It's from Unity, which is, you know, Unity Church and more of a metaphysical oriented church. And Shirley Marshall, PhD, is a writer of this article. And I thought it was really interesting and relating to what we've been talking about. Well, in midlife, I finally discovered that the law of attraction means living in the vibration of love. Not only is this law of attraction, it is the law of life. If we want good to manifest for us, we must commit ourselves to feeling good, being good, doing good. Good is God expressing through us. When we live in the love vibration, our energy resonates at a high frequency and we express God qualities of compassion, forgiveness, tolerance, respect, generosity, joy, peace. All that inspires, empowers, and enhances life. The love vibration lifts us to a higher state of consciousness that frees us from the thoughts, feelings, and actions that minimize and victimize us. Gone are the chronic, neurotic fear, guilt. See, let me go back over that. Gone are the neurotic fear, guilt, judgment, greed, envy, arrogance, and the ego's stubborn need to be right. vexations of the spirit lose their power over us. Free from the baggage of negativity and limited thinking, we begin to feel lighter and shine lighter. We become the magnet of attracting our good. Okay, that's a very interesting point, and the point that I get from that in my discussion here is that once you can get your vibration, your energy up to living from this place of love, now, the qualities of love are compassion, forgiveness, tolerance, respect, generosity, joy, peace, but I would also throw in appreciation. Okay, so if you're going to, you can move from fear, you can start moving your energy field up to this. Let me finish with, get into the article a little bit more. Living in the love vibration may be simple, may be a simple concept to understand, but it can be our most difficult challenge. Living in the love vibration means keeping our ego personality in check as relate to people and circumstances from the high watch, our soul self. Our ego easily indulges in the dreams of life. We invest emotional and physical energy in advancing the ego through superiority, security, and status. Our soul self is the wise, detached participant observer. It experiences life but is not consumed by it. It recognizes life as the unfolding of a divine plan, the evolving of spirit within form. The soul self trusts that all things work together for good. So moving into the love vibration is moving away from the ego, moving into that place of your soul, your higher self, focusing your energy there. When we live in the love vibration, we know that all aspects of life are connected and we each have the potential and the responsibility to become whole. To clarify, connection means that every presence on this planet, human, animal, plant, mineral, is an unique expression of God, and that we are all interdependent. There is no separation. We are all cells of the living God. I would put it a little differently. They were all in this matrix of energy. There were energy connected at the quantum level of energy, and all of our energy is connected. If we want to, I would use the word energy there. And what affects us all. Our energy goes out to other people. Wholeness, on the other hand, means being complete as an individual in harmony and balance to all levels of our being, mind, body, and spirit. To be whole means to gather up and heal our fragmented pieces, the parts of ourselves that are disconnected from spirit. Now, I won't get too much into that part, but the main part here is living from that love vibration. Living from love, living from all the aspects of love, especially when you have fear in your life, especially when fear encroaches on your life, the physical fear of danger, but also the physical fear of things not working out and things are going, I'm going to be homeless, I'm going to be without love, I'm going to be without this, I'm going to be without that. This is not going to, I'm going to lose my job. Those fears. And how do we mitigate that? We move into this vibration of love. We move into this energy of love. And by moving into the energy of love, well, let me, you know what? You know, I wanted my spirit guides to talk to you about this a little bit. And I know we got off track with a call, and I really appreciate taking that call. And I know the energy of that call. Okay, but so let me have them talk to you about this whole process for a couple minutes, and then we'll move on, see what else is going on. The other aspect of fear that's not being brought up is the fear that's being introduced to you on a daily basis. If you watch any of the evening news, if you read anything in the articles online or in the newspaper, the word or concept of fear is constantly being presented to you. There's a fear of violence, a fear of terrorism, a fear of gangs, a fear of your health issues, that if you may have this problem or that problem, you maybe get sick from this or that. So there's a constant being inundated with fear from your society. So how do you move away from that? Well, as George was talking about, and we want to emphasize that, you have to move away from the sources of fear. the sources of fear that are being encroached into your life on a constant basis. The outside world that's constantly trying to bring fear into your life. You need to move away from those and move to sources of love, inspirational sources, love-based sources, ideas and information that inspire you, that make you feel higher, that bring your vibration up. However you get that information, however you gather that energy into your life, do it. It's a simple thing of turning off the evening news and experiencing nature, going out in nature, experiencing the beauty of nature, the love that was put into the trees and the plants in their creation and their evolution. It's the love of being around people that you care about that are positive. Surrounding yourself with positive people, have positive energies, and doing fun things together, finding things that feel good, finding things that are fun to get to with. It could be just sitting down and reading a funny story, listening to a funny joke, or listening to humor. Anything that does not bring in fear, anything that's not attached to fear, and automatically moving to something that feels good, automatically moving to something in your emotional base that lifts you up, raises your vibration, puts you into that place of compassion, love, kindness, joy. So it's really raising your energy to joy. So you want to get rid of fear in your life, the fear that's being inundated on you constantly, move to joy, move to love, move your energy up, always constantly moving your energy up, always disassociating yourself, cutting off from yourself anything that's negative in the world, anything that's fear-based in the world, as much as you possibly can. Because it's constantly coming at you. It doesn't take long. It doesn't take more than a conversation with somebody who's going to bring up something that's fear-based. You know, and so what we're emphasizing to you is stop. Don't dwell on those things. Don't give them so much attention. Back away from them. Avoid fear as it's being introduced into your lives. And seek things that feel good, that brings joy into your life, that makes you smile, makes you laugh, makes you feel good. If you're smiling and laughing and having fun, you're pushing fear out. You're pushing fear away. Your focus is somewhere else. So focus that somewhere else. Constantly move to focus that somewhere else. Focus on projects that feel good. Focus on things that you love to do. Focus on those hobbies that you enjoy. Focus on your work, especially if your work is feeling good. If you enjoy your work and you love your work, focus on that. But don't allow outside influences to focus to bring come into your life that cause you to be distracted from what is love-based. So we've said a lot about this, but we think it's really important for humans to get this, to understand it, and demand a change. Demand and change is what's being presented to you. A lot of you have what you call cable television or satellite television. Well, make it a habit of following certain stations or broadcasts that are uplifting, positive. There's enough positive information out there, much love-based information, that you don't have to turn to the fear-based presentations. Okay? So we'll leave you with that. It's your choice. You can turn away from fear, and you can turn to love. You just have to make that choice. So thank you for listening. Bye. That was a good point. When I was thinking about fear, I was thinking about all these other articles, and you know, I wasn't focusing on, oh, the world is full of fear. The world is constantly presenting fear to us that we need to focus away from that. We need to focus towards what feels good. That's the law of attraction. That's the principles that we talk about all the time is the law of attraction, is making sure that you're focusing away from negativity. Okay. I had an article. Well, I have a little article, and it's called How to Shield Yourself from Negative Energy, which is pretty much along the same line. We'll go through that, some of the points, only a few minutes left, and ways of doing it to kind of emphasize that stuff of turning away from the fear, the negativity that's being presented to you in the world. Exercise, meditation, and prayer. Simple points, right? Just get involved in things that feel good, exercising. And part of what they say, let's skip through that one. You know what exercise is and what it does for the body, and what meditation will do, and how, you know, you're bringing in positive energy into and cleansing your auric field while you're doing that, cleansing the negativity out of your field. Now, one of the things I do is I use sage to cleanse my field, my auric field. I cleanse it, and a lot of people do different things. You can take take baths with certain kinds of salt baths to clear your energy field. So you want to clear yourself of things around you. Oh, you know what? I'm way ahead of myself here. Let me go back a little bit to some of the other pages and about avoiding the negativity in your life. Okay. Well, it says close your auric field. That's what I was trying to get to. And so that's really about purging your energy feeling, using sage, using bath, but also visualization. Visualization of the energy field around you that's protecting you and keeping out negativity. And that makes a conscious thought in your mind to avoid negativity. If you visualize the screen around you, your auric field full of love and being protected, you're consciously making the energy shift to, I'm going to avoid anything that comes into my field that's negative, right? That's what we're talking about here. I'm not going to allow negativity to encroach upon me. And the next point is, be aware of your energetic environment. Be aware of the energy and the environments that you're spending time. And we're going to go back to this whole discussion. People you talk to, how about those negative people at the office? Do you spend time with them? Do you kind of get involved in their conversation and their gossip and the negativity? There are other environments that you could go to that are very negative, and you want to avoid it. There's certain music that feels very negative. If it feels negative to you, then avoid it. Really, that's what it comes down to. If the energy field feels negative, now if you build up this love-based energy around you, and if you're constantly building up your love-based energy around you, then if you enter into an area that's not love-based, you'll automatically notice it. You'll automatically feel it and sense it, and you'll know yourself to not be in that environment. You know, if you're so constantly in negative environments and so aware of negative environments that it's part of your lifestyle to be, it doesn't have an impact. You just stay in that negative place. So first of all, you have to start to develop that positive love-based energy field around you, the positive love-based energy. And the more you do that, the more you're aware of negativity, because you see you feel the contrast. You just really feel the contrast. And the next point they make is practice non-reaction, which means staying calm. Don't react to negative energy. Just pull away from it. Don't engage in negative activities. If somebody's a negative person doing negative things and calling you names or presenting out negative ideas, don't engage in their negativity. Pull away from it. Back away from it. Go back to your peaceful place. Go back into your loving energy. You know, and send them love. Send them love. Send the situation love. Send it compassion. Send it respect. Send it kindness. But don't engage. Don't practice non-reaction to negative situations. That's a beautiful point. We could all do that, right? We covered the next point about meditation and exercise. And then the next point is, they said make an energy field. Well, that's what we've been talking about, an auric field around you, a purple field that, or a lavender field, a love-based field around you to help you shield yourself. And that's just some mental process. Then you become more aware of your negativity. And then the last point they make is just create more peaceful space in where you live, less negativity, create more peace. And there's many different ways of doing that. Do an energy clearing of the environment that you live in. Okay, you can use sage, and there's many other ways of doing that, but you want to create a very peaceful environment, and you could use feng shui to do that so that the environment you're living in is peaceful. Okay, thank you for listening today. I'm running out of time. I love you guys. I will be back on Monday. Have a fun weekend. Yeah, go out and find some fun this weekend. Talk to you later.